The conflict in Ukraine has now spilled into NATO territory. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Jeff Pierre. It's Wednesday, November 16th. Now let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. A Russian-made missile exploded yesterday in a Polish village. This happened near Poland's border with Ukraine. 2 people were killed. We're just learning this morning that the explosion was probably caused by a Ukrainian missile defending against Russian attack. Poland is a NATO country, so other alliance members, including the U.S., are bound by a treaty to defend it if it's attacked and wants help. At number 2 today.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Donald Trump announced that he's running for president in 2024. He declared his plans last night at his Florida club, Mar-a-Lago. His entry increases the likelihood of a 2024 rematch against President Biden, but it won't protect him from ongoing criminal probes into his conduct. The top 3 broadcast networks opted to not show Trump's speech live last night. Number 3, U.S. borders reopened yesterday for some migrants. This happened after a controversial Trump-era policy was struck down by a federal judge. If you've heard of Title 42 being talked about, that's what this is. The rule has allowed U.S. border officials to use the coronavirus pandemic as a reason for expelling people seeking asylum. The judge said this didn't do much for public health, and it was kicking people back to dangerous places. The decision restores access to asylum for migrants entering the U.S. for the first time since March 2020. At number 4, a judge has overturned Georgia's 6-week abortion ban. The law banned abortions after fetal cardiac activity is detected. It took effect this summer when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The judge said the ban is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. This means that abortion access in Georgia has now been reverted to the pre-ban level of up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. The world's population hit a record 8 billion people yesterday. That's our 5th story today. According to estimates from the United Nations, it took 12 years for the population to grow from 7 billion to 8 billion. Growth is slowing down as people live longer and have fewer children. The population is expected to peak at 10.4 billion in 2086. It raises questions over how many people the planet can actually sustain, especially with the impacts of climate change. Number 6. Beyoncé did what Beyoncé does during yesterday's Grammy nominations. She made history. She landed 9 nominations, tying her with her husband, rapper Jay-Z. So it was a big day in the Knowles-Carter household. Beyoncé and Jay-Z are the 2 most nominated artists in Grammy history, with 88 nods each. Other nominations went to rapper Kendrick Lamar. He had 8, while singers Adele and Brandi Carlile each got 7. The Grammy Awards take place in February. At number 7. NASA's massive moon rocket finally took off this morning.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5. 4-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
I love it. NASA's Space Launch System, that's its most powerful rocket ever, launched from the Kennedy Space Center at 1:47 a.m. Eastern Time. This finally happened after years of delay. The launch is an unmanned test flight that will last 25 days. It's the first step in a plan to eventually use the rocket to return humans to the moon. That could come as soon as 2025. And just like that, we are all caught up. It's hump day. I hope you have a great day. I'm Jeff Pierre. Let's do this again tomorrow.
the best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.